If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. A couple minutes away from the back page with Bo. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is a reaction to Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 last night between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Remember I asked you this earlier in the show, and I said we'd come back to it. We'll come back to it now. What is aura farming?
What the hell you think you asking, man? You know,
you got like young kids.
I got babies and everything, yeah. And
they probably have. Some
I
aura.
Never heard of aura. I know what an aura means.
Or yeah, like what the definition of the actual word aura.
Yeah. But aura fish? What is it aura
farming?
What?
Well, I guess you could fish too, probably.
Huh?
Okay.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I saw Tyrese Halliburton talked about it after the game. He said he wasn't going to do the choke thing again because then people would think that he was aura farming. And then we asked Abe, and Abe said it was like clout chasing.
Well, I mean, Abe's the youngest of us all, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And Abe's the only one of us that's in the streets.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Those two things are both true.
Yeah, so Abe probably knows. Abe's cooler than all of us.
Do you have a well? That's also true.
Yeah, Abe's in these streets. I'm not in these streets.
So what is it, Abe? Because I mean, clout chasing, sure, but isn't that generally social media related?
Well, it's doing something for the reaction, right?
Okay.
For the viralness of it.
Okay, so virality. it's like faking it essentially.
I mean, he came up in the thing last night, Troll. He came in dressed in his lamb. Timberlands, like he had some lug jeans on.
He did lugs.
Oh, yeah. He came in trolling last night.
He kind of mentioned, like, he felt at some point if there was an opportunity, he was going to do it. And that's fine. Last night, especially when he thought it was a three.
It
made sense.
It seemed like a three, it was the perfect thing to do.
If you do it again, though, it feels like you're forcing it.
Oh.
And I think that's where he gets into, if I do it again, now people are just going to make it about me trying to do this thing.
So aura farming is essentially like forcing, trying
for the clicks.
To be cool.
He's doing it for the clicks.
Like you're doing something you wouldn't normally do because you think that doing it would make you seem cooler.
A little bit.
Okay. Fair enough. It's not a new thing. It's just a new term for it. I get it.
Okay. I don't know.
People have always done that.
That's what I'm saying.
People have always done stuff that they wouldn't normally do to try to look cool.
These are always things I think about when stuff like this happens, when you're in the heat of the battle. Like, how do you remember?
I know. How do you remember?
I've had plenty of times where I'm like, oh, if I score, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And score be like, don't think or remember.
You're overcome with emotion.
Don't even be thinking about that. Like, that's right. Why I would always ask Ocho, like, how the hell do you remember? Because he's going to practice them.
Right.
And he's like, well, if you anticipate the fact you're going to score, again, I understand that. But, like, I'm like so... You know what? I don't have time to.
You were more of a celebrate with your teammates guy anyway, though.
Yeah, but still, like, how do y'all sit there and just think about that? Like, the greatest ones are, and I love them, are the team celebrations. And they show the clip of the Vikings players, like, how they were actually I got better stuff to damn do than after practice or.
All right, you guys ready? 15 minutes
after
practice.
You guys are ready to do the routine?
We got a choreographed dance routine.
Come on, man. Oh man, I got stuff to do.
Yeah. All right.
I got stuff to do, man.
That's what aura farming is. We got to the bottom of it. Let's get to the back page with Bo. We just add like a Gen Z phrase of the day. You know, we gotta stay young. We gotta stay young.
Gen Zers are these young folks, right?
Yeah. Then there's a Gen Alpha too, which is the youngest of young. I think our youngest kid, my kids would be Gen Alpha.
Okay. Are the Gen Z people the ones that run pretty much all the teams? Team social media?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Probably.
Because I only follow
the early 20s.
The millennials have aged out of that kind
like
of stuff.
Like, the only NFL teams I follow are I follow Falcons, the Chargers, the Dolphins, and the Rams.
Okay.
Only basketball team I follow are the Heat and the Hawks.
Got it.
Right? Why are they tweeting stuff about team during the playoffs and you're not in it?
Engagement.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Warming.
Aura farming.
That's where I was going. That's exactly where I was going. Is that aura farming?
No, that's engagement farming.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
But, yeah, I mean, engagement never stops.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Just because the Hawks aren't in the playoffs.
I was just curious.
Doesn't mean the Twitter handle's not.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like flooding the timeline with it right now?
Yeah, no, they're doing a thing where they're showing all the outfits the guys wore to games.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Why?
Man.
Because the guys in the playoffs were walking in with their outfits?
I don't know. Okay. These guys wore some silly outfits to games. That's what I'll say.
What up, Bo?
Correct? Are these kids misusing the term aura, though? The word aura?
They misuse everything.
That's your being, yourself, you know, what you project.
They also have a thing called.
If I try to look cool, is that me trying to change my aura?
Right, which you shouldn't even, you can't do.
No, I don't think you can. I'm just saying.
There's a thing called an aura ring, too. Like, you wear it, and then it tells you. I don't know. But I think it tracks your sleep.
Spelled differently, though.
Oh, spelled different? Oh, okay.
I didn't want to. Right.
Oh.
Never mind.
We've come a long way from the mood
ring. Remember mood rings?
Oh, God, yes. Mood ring. Fingers are never big
Always
enough
green.
To get one.
Now, I don't know if they sell those here, but this segment is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers.
Not a great night last night for the Blue Devils as we took an L in the first round of this particular tournament that we're in. So we play again tonight. We lose 8-2. Sometimes you just got to hit the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Pitcher gets in there throwing the ball straight. You got to hit it.
Yeah.
Sometimes your nerves get the best of you. Juice Johnson does okay. She does go 1-for-2 with a home run that scores two RBIs.
So it wasn't her fault.
So she knocked in both of the runs.
She did. It was late in the game.
Wasn't her fault.
We did have a kind of an incident, though, and I'm not going to name the school that we're or the park that we're playing because those parks are tied to schools or tied to, and it's much bigger than this one dirtbag guy.
You was a dirtbag last night?
Just a piece of advice to young coaches out there, regardless of what sport you coach. When you're coaching kids, and in this example, softball, if you're the first base coach and the first baseman of the opposing team mishandles a ball, maybe try some words of encouragement instead of looking at her and saying, why don't you try harder?
Oh.
Who said to one of your kids?
Yes.
Oh, on the other team?
Yeah.
Coach for the other team said that to your
– Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's not be like that when you're coaching 10-year-olds.
Huh.
Mr. – I can't even – I got expletives.
You say anything to him last night?
So her dad did, and then her grandma did.
I probably would have
kind of removed from that situation. I didn't hear exactly, but it did come out of her mouth what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was some tension going on from across fences behind me.
It's something –
During the game, though, like that team's up to bat. I'm trying to get my pitcher who's on the mound. It might even been Olivia at the time.
It just seems uncalled for to be saying something like that to someone who's not on your team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or your own team.
Even your own team, too. Yeah.
Not
for
in the middle of a play. You want to get a kid flustered? Yeah. Tell them they're not doing a good job. There you go. So, anyways, we fight again today.
Good.
Hey, shout out to BJ, who's probably listening. BJ, the coach from Decula, who y'all have met. BJ, we were playing in a park in Decula last night, Rabbit Hill, not Decula Park, but BJ went out of his way to come through there just to say hi. Then he went on to Decula Park where he actually had practice.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, man, shout out to BJ.
Thanks, BJ.
Speaking of dads and girl dads, so apparently the Red Sox faithful have great issue with Alex Cora attending his daughter's graduation because he had to miss a baseball game.
Yeah. You know, I leave it at that, right? People have their own opinions, and you know, I bet those people, they have families too, and at one point they had to make decisions too, and I bet they made decisions for the best of the family. I made the best decision for my daughter, and for those who don't understand, I'm not going to try to convince them. It is what it is. You know, I made the best decision for my girl.
So he did have to miss a game, one out of 162, which the Red Sox did win.
So?
Right.
Are you Mr. Red Sox guy who's offended – Are you going to – your kid graduate? You're exactly. not going to take off work to see your child graduate?
They love
– if you have the ability to do so?
They love to tell people in that region how to be, like, with their families. Like, they love it. I remember there was a big take a couple of years ago about a player who missed a couple games on paternity leave. Like, okay. his wife had a baby and he missed a couple games.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He's allowed to do that.
Right.
They really like to get fired up about what people do with their families in that town.
It's paternity leave or even a funeral or something like that. They actually have places. They can take you off a roster so you can add another player, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball does. So, yeah, look, calm down, people.
People have lives and families and don't want to miss stuff like
now,
that.
So. It's amazing how many people don't understand that.
Yeah. No,
a little bit differently, I'm assuming, maybe if this is like a football
that's
game.
That's the line of people that are too invested and think that it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's baseball. And obviously it's valuable and important, and we're not saying that it isn't important and something that you should care about. But these are the people that treat it as if it is
life or death.
Life or death.
Yes.
Because for them, sadly, it is. Like, it's what they have. So they probably don't have kids. And if they do, they probably would miss their kid's graduation to go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Because they're, I don't even know what the right, I mean, obviously dumb, but like, they're just.
You're at the dinner with your family, it's 8 o'clock. Why aren't you working out? Why ain't you working out, fat boy?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here, man.
I already did. Leave me alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Not good.
So I think the Braves may be on the clock after this one. So Braves do a great job every season. We have a Los Bravos night where you celebrate Hispanic heritage and culture. Mm. They'll do sugar skull caps and jerseys and stuff like this. So the Dodgers two nights ago, this is on Tuesday, they had a Mexican Heritage Night where they gave out some, they did some special jersey giveaways and stuff like that. Right before the game, though, they had a Lucha Libre match in center field.
Oh.
Full on wrestling ring and everything.
Cool.
Heck yeah, man. So, Mariachi Montana comes away with the win.
Montana.
That's great.
And then Chavo Guerrero threw out the first pitch, who was who's Eddie's little cousin.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Mexican Heritage Night. They actually had a Lucha Libre match.
That's amazing.
That's freaking awesome.
I will also add to that Los Bravos beer from Terrapin. Delicious.
No longer very from good Terrapin.
Beer. Oh.
But they did. I think they changed the name to it. So MillerCoors sold Terrapin.
Oh.
So we do have some other great. I think
but they still have Los Bravos, right?
Terrapin still. So we have a Los Bravos. It's not from Terrapin though. It's an amber Mexican lager.
Huh.
Ew.
But live and learn.
Oh, it's good. It's like Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
So MLB Network guys, we're getting into this whole Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson thing, and there's a whole like 2.5 minute, 3 minute.
What the hell
long.
Is going on? What brought this conversation?
I'm not
100%
sure.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to see the whole thing, because it kind of gets into how the Braves kind of missed out on Freddie Freeman. Look, he's having a great season, probably the best season of his career right now.
What's
now,
the debate?
He's been gone 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why this is still a thing.
Why did he come back up?
What I want you to hear is the very end of this conversation, because Mark DeRosa might have been trying to do some recruiting there with Freddie, as he is the head coach of Team USA on the World Baseball Classic.
Agents work for the player. He could have called him and said, hey, this is what's going down. What are we doing?
Yeah, they're paying for that still to this day. And I know they still have Acuna and
when
he comes back.
Freddie Freeman plays for Canada because of his parents and his mother, and I understood that. But if you think I didn't call him up and say, hey, who are you?
Yeah. By the way, you live in this country.
I could
go say try that.
I couldn't.
All right,
guilt trip maybe to Freddie Freeman for playing for Team Canada.
But what even is the debate? Like Freddie's better than Matt Olson. Matt Olson's really good, but Freddie's better than him.
Yeah,
I think
this.
The conversation was about agents and how that whole situation was.
I was like, why is the Freddie been gone for a long time?
Yeah.
Why are people still talking about it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is he balling this year?
Balls Freddie? Every year.
Freddie.
Balls every year.
What is he doing? Like, that's what I said. Is he doing something?
It was a World Series MVP
that he
last
hasn't
year.
Done?
I don't know.
Oh.
I guess Matt Olson's kind of having a rough start. Although he's been good like the last week or so.
Freddie's been good.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like the last
4 years. Yeah. Now, Matt hit more home runs than him a couple of years ago. Yeah, look, Freddie Freeman's better than Matt Olson. Like, it's not, you know, it's not really a debate, but yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I thought we did that one. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Crazy finish last night in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.